Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. On a podcast at the moment, we're thinking about ways that we can unlock and free our minds. And one of those ways is through patience. But isn't patience one of those things that you just have? Am I just naturally impatient? I bet you can't wait for the answer. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. So you're standing in line at the post office and the queue seems to be completely static. You've got 100 other things that you need to do today crammed into your head, and you don't have time to be stuck like this. You can feel your irritation rising, and by the time you get to the front of the queue, you might even be snippy with the person serving you. We have expectations on how life is supposed to work. When we expect life to be fast, convenient, and easy, and it's not, we start to become impatient. This isn't life's fault, it's just a fact that not everything happens easily every single time. Our expectations rather than life are the origins of our suffering, and this can create stress and contribute to poor health. But it's not just us that our impatience has an effect on. We feel compelled to do something, or we feel compelled to compel someone else to do something, and this can have a hugely detrimental effect in our relationships. Maybe we don't feel our partner is understanding what we're saying, we're frustrated that they're not doing something as urgently as we would like, and that leads us to being snippy and unkind. So what can we do? Well, the first thing is to train your awareness with some practice every day, so you notice feelings as they arise rather than being swept away. A lot of the time when anxiety and anger come up, we're barely aware of them influencing our behaviour, and we can see impatience for what it is, a mix of anxiety and anger. When we've trained ourselves to notice when impatience is arising, we can then ask ourselves what's driving it. What are we attached to? Is it the other things we feel we need to get done, or just simply a driving need to be productive all the time? This is an expectation of us in the West, but not a formula for a particularly happy life. When we notice our impatience, it's a prompt for us to practice letting go of our need to be productive and our need to get things done. Are those things really important enough to sacrifice your well-being over? And when we're aware of our impatience and see the roots of our impatience, we can set an intention to enjoy where we're at instead. So let's say we're stuck in traffic. We can enjoy the rhythm of our breath, the feeling of our back on the seat, our hands on the wheel, and we can enjoy the feeling of simply being alive. So by training ourselves to notice impatience arising, it's actually a really helpful prompt for us to be present and enjoy what's right in front of us. So now we're going to do a guided meditation on patience. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing our awareness on the posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body. Noticing where you feel warm or cold. Tense or relaxed. The sensation of the clothes against your skin. and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And then shifting that awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing our attention back to the breath. And finally, focusing our awareness on the breath, noticing that column of air between our nose and our diaphragm. Noticing how our shoulders rise as you breathe in. How your stomach falls as you breathe out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, My breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Noticing the state of my mind, I breathe in. Smiling to the state of my mind, I breathe out. State of mind, smiling. Noticing impatience arising in me, I breathe in. Smiling to my impatience, I breathe out. Impatience, smiling. Aware of desires in me, I breathe in. Letting go of desires, I breathe out. Desires, letting go. establishing myself in the present moment. I breathe in, realizing it is a wonderful moment. I breathe out. Present moment, wonderful moment. Dear friends, as we reach the end of the guided meditation, taking a moment to scan internally in our body, noticing where we feel relaxed, any areas of discomfort that have arisen, and taking the opportunity to stretch those areas, maybe your back or your legs. And then shifting your awareness to your mind. And if you notice a sense of calm or peace, I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And then opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. I may be happy, may be peaceful. May you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I built my life around you, but time.